American media is a business, and it has a mission, not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the Internet for Monday, October 10th, 2005. October 10th. That means it's like 10-10-05.
Ooh. 10-10. Also, it's the 200th show.
Is it?
200.
200 shows.
Yep, that's 40 weeks.
That's too much free fucking time on your hands is what that is. And what is the free time for but Newsreel? Segues, fuck,
that's amazing.
Magic,
you're a professional.
I am, though.
That's so good. It's as if you did this before.
We should do sports show commentaries for non-jocks because we would never talk about what's happening on the field. We'd be like on about shit, talking away, blah, 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 and all of a sudden be like, oh, yeah, some fucking guy scored. The fucking guy, the blue guys.
the blue guys.
The Jets, the Winnipeg Jets, they scored. And oh, no, they're not the Jets anymore. They got bought by some poor political country. Aren't they assholes that they could just sell a sports team? You know, oh, yeah.
That was probably weird. So bad that we...
That was bad, yes. Don't do that again. Sorry about that. That's what happens when you bump the laptop.
Sorry about your speakers, everyone.
Sorry about the speakers there. Oh, well, you can get new ones. Because this would be Newsreel, the Wall Global Sit Rep for Core Political Tyranny, Technology, and Trends for your headspace and timing, right?
Core Political Tyranny!
Core Political Tyranny, go!
Yay!
We're on Core Political Tyranny's side. Please do not send the special forces to kill us.
Please don't.
Rant Media is taking a stand. Not much of a stand, but it is a stand. We're taking a tree stand for free speech today. And just by listening to this program, you are as well. And you can read all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal, which is currently on live journal at sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. This would be a free radio broadcast that can be heard on Rant Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Osprey Radio.info, Extreme Radio Tampa, and SRN1. And you yourself are free to distribute this broadcast any way that you see fit.
That's free as in beer and free as in information.
Free as in beer. Where's that expression
free
from?
Free as in you don't have to pay for it, and free as in also, like the beer. Like, you get beer for free, that means you didn't have to pay for it.
Ah.
Free as in information, that means
you can do whatever you want with it. I see. So we're freely licensing it.
Yes, exactly.
You like the idea that I think the whole concept of having free licensing is stupid. That's just fucking retarded to me. It's like if it's free, it doesn't need to be licensed. If it's a free license, it's not free. It's licensed.
Well, we would be absolutely free, except we don't really enjoy people making money off our stuff. That's the only thing. Other than that, it would be absolutely free.
Yeah, so, then
so
they
don't
could
make money
off
our
off
stuff.
Of our stuff, and then they'd fuck us over.
Yeah, that's not good because you know it'd be nice to get some kickbacks if you're making money off of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're making money off of it out there, send some of it to us.
If you're making money off of it out there, you're pretty good because
exactly.
We haven't heard about it. And
yeah,
I have
tell
the
us how.
World, I have when people think they thought they heard me mentioned on a television show once by a caller. I hear about that and it's wrong. You know, like, it's pretty scary, the sentence search
Tell us your
engine.
Business plan, please.
Yeah, please do, because holy crap. But anyway, let's get into some feedback. Got a little bit of feedback. And an opinion piece.
Okay.
Feedback's been slowing down.
Everyone's happy then.
Everyone's happy. No world problems that Sean needs to address.
You've sorted them all out, every single problem in the world.
I think it's conspiracy.
Yep.
I think that other
suppression
people,
of information.
I think my advice is so good that the ISPs are stopping the email just with the advice columns.
I think they're putting blocks on news.
I think that's what it is. So for those of you out there who want to do anything other than bitch and whine to me, don't bitch and whine at me. Send me a one or two paragraph email, not big paragraphs, like do it in less than 500 words of your problem. I will probably then edit it down so we can put it in the show, and I will give you your answer to your problem. Don't release anything. Don't put anything in the email you wouldn't want to read out loud unless, you know, whatever. So usual stuff, but
You answer them on the show,
I do.
Other people will hear it. So.
I do, and generally, I especially like doing feedback for Monday's show because that way you get a balanced opinion rather than you know, so that you can have
Sean and I are completely different.
We are polar opposite people. You know, after we're done, it's generally a knife fight. It's usually how things work.
Someone gets stabbed, there's blood on the floor, we have to call in the carpet cleaners.
It's all bad. Actually, the way that the booths are set up is there's plexiglass between Sim and I. It's like two adjacent cells. Yeah.
Bulletproof.
So that we, you know, I wonder if you could do that. If you could set up a radio show like that and give like two guys on death row a radio show. Death row radio. Wow, that's a pretty good concept.
Suge Knight would come after you for that name, but that's okay.
Who's Suge Knight?
The owner of Death Row Records.
Oh.
Where Trey was on and all that stuff.
Oh,
but
really?
Anyway, yeah.
Anyway.
Good name, Death Row Radio.
Death Row Radio.
Throw that out there. Do it.
Do
everyone.
It. Do it now.
Sign up the convicts.
Feedback. Dear Sean, yesterday you reported about the new ESA spaceship and how you thought the Clipper was a terrible name. I just thought I'd write and let you know that the Clipper is a type of boat, a seagoing vessel. So it's not that bad of a name for a spaceship taking that. It's not that bad name of a spaceship taking that in respect. I'm aware that a Clipper is a type of boat. Thank you.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I may not be because I'm Canadian and Canadians are stupid.
Yeah.
I put it to you that Clipper is a stupid name for a boat. It's a stupid name for a spaceship. It's just a fucking stupid name. It's a bad name. Don't like the name Clipper.
Not even a good name
for
a dog.
Its name is Clipper. Clipper.
Clipper.
Faster than lightning. No one you can see. Whoosh. Is starter than, you know, fuck off. You know, it's just a bad fucking name. Okay? Clippers are bad names. I don't care what else was named Clipper. Don't care.
Just because something else was named Clipper
doesn't make it cool. I think it's a shitty name. Now, I will carry on with the rest of the email.
Okay.
In science fiction, there's a bit of a history in naming certain types of starships and spaceships, and especially military warships, after types of seagoing vessels.
Enterprise, blah, blah,
blah. Blah, 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 blah. I think that that's boring, and that these other guys
How about some imagination?
How about you exercise imagination? For example, the Clipper or Corvette or Sloop, just for your information. Obviously, he likes the name Clipper, and I do not. So he can go aboard the Clipper, and we will then come aboard my starship, which will be the Ass Kicker 9000.
That's right. Imagine saying, I'm the captain of the Clipper.
I'm the clapper of the Clipper. I'm the
captain of the Clipper.
I'm Clipper captain. Yeah, well, I'm the
And
captain.
Watch everyone laugh under their breath.
Yeah, I'll be like, nice name, retard.
Really instills fear.
Really, I'm afraid of the Clipper. Whoa, look out. The Clipper's coming. Uh-oh. It's the Ass Kicker 9000. I mean, that's you know.
Well, you got to live up to the name as well.
I'm
but
a little bit more down with naming ships after people. Like, I'm down with that.
Yeah, that's
you know,
cool.
Like if I had a starship, I would call it the Heinlein. I would call it.
See,
that's a
good name.
Yeah, I'd call it the Robert Heinlein. You know, I'm captain of the R.J. Heinlein. That'd be fucking.
That's awesome. That's a hardcore name.
Oh, yeah. You know, it sounds kind of, you know, you don't know.
Heinlein.
You know, it's a good name. Good name for a fucking starship. Anyway, and I think actually that there, if my memory serves, there's a couple of starships in science fiction books named the Heinlein.
Okay.
I'm not the first guy to do
but
that.
Not real.
Yeah.
Not real yet.
Not real. Also, today you mentioned you were not only selling your books but they were available for download. I have searched several times on the Rant Radio website and Dark Atlas, and so far I've been unable to locate any for download for your books.
You're not looking hard enough.
Am I not looking hard enough? That's what he says. Am I just retarded? Well, I don't know about retarded. You seem pretty okay with your word command
except
and stuff like that. Except for Clipper.
That's okay.
Please wait, or please will you either email me or mention on your show or both exactly where one can download your books?
Okay.
I would very much like to read them, but currently cannot afford to purchase a copy, and that is from Shadrach Tailroom.
Okay.
And how can you fucking tell me that you don't like the name Clipper, but you got the cool name Shadrach Tailroom? That doesn't even make sense. But anyway, that's okay. That's okay. Sim, where do they download the books from?
I did email this guy back.
Did you?
But the thing is, why you can't download The Bloodstain, well, it is
we're greedy.
Being for sale is, well, it could be, but we're not. It's because it's being re-edited.
Oh,
because people have pointed out there's some grammatical, there's some spelling, there's some.
So it's in the shop. That's what's
it's
going
in the
on.
Shop, it's and I'd shop. Really not put it out right now until it's all nice and clean. So you get a really good copy. But after it's been back, it will be for free. No problem. Download to your heart's content.
So
if you look hard enough, you cannot find old versions. But we'd rather not have those old versions of them.
If you're really desperate, I'm sure you could jump into the IRC and go, "Hey, anybody got a copy of this fucking book?" And everyone will be like, "I'll PM it to you." Yeah, I mean,
oh yeah,
sure
there's tons of it.
Everyone's got it.
Google it; you will find it.
I tried to take it offline actually, and people were like, "Oh yeah, Sean, we won't read your book," and they're all like, "Fucking handing it back and forth in the IRC," and I was like, "Yeah, they're smuggling my book out." So trust
that's
me,
right. It's on the black market.
Either nobody likes you, or no, that's not true. Everyone likes Shadrach Tailroom, but you know, seriously, yeah, it's out there.
Sometimes they're protective of it. they're protective of the stuff. Like, I've heard, the patrolling DVDs?
Yeah.
People are like, hey, can you send that over to me? And they're like, no, I paid for it. I'm not sending that
really?
Over. Which is kind of cool.
It is kind of cool.
Because you can download the episodes of
How
patrolling.
How do we feel about that? That's an interesting one.
I mean, I don't care. They can send it out to each other.
Yeah, sure.
It's all free.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
As long as you don't sell it. Cool. We're cool with everything. Don't sell it.
Yeah, that's true.
Give us credit. That's it. Those are two rules.
That's cool.
But people are like very protective. It's like,
That doesn't mean you have to distribute it. But buys it. Like, let's just make sure I'm
also,
clear on that.
Also, we don't have to distribute it either. We're not obliged to distribute it. You're allowed to distribute it.
Yeah. So
we're allowed. You're allowed.
If a guy said, no, I'm not giving it to you because I paid for it. And because I hate that. I'll buy a CD. And so I'm like, hey, man, I got to burn that. I'm like, fuck you, guy. I've got this for 2 weeks before I'm going to give this. This is mine. Kiss my ass. Like, for example, I loaned 6 of my 7 season 1 episodes of Ghost in the Shell to a friend of mine.
Right, who wanted to see it.
And he ripped them. And he said, yeah. And he gave them back to me. And the minute he gave them back to me, he said, yeah, when you get the 7th one, let me know. And for some reason...
See, that makes sense. That, it makes you irk because he's waiting for you to shell out the cash.
That pissed me off, you know? And then I started thinking, well, I'm
hey,
like,
when
no,
you
man.
Shell out the cash, you give it for me for
and
free,
I'm sure
okay?
Ghost in the Shell isn't really hurt for money. They're probably making pretty good bread. I mean, they got lots of product out there, but I'm kind of like,
it's good
fuck
product,
you, guy. I'm paying 30 fucking 40 bucks.
Minimum.
Per special. And I got the...
Special
edition.
I
got the can. Yep. Got the can. Got the good can.
T-shirts. Got nice all the t-shirts. Covers and all that.
And I like it so much, I'm not even wearing the t-shirts. And I found the graphic novels.
I know
and
you
people,
like it a lot when you don't you'd hang them on the wall.
Or frame them or something. Yeah. You know, I'm really... I'm actually, I might seal them between plexiglass so you can see the front and back. That was my idea.
Ooh.
Screw them. Yeah. You can put them like a poster kind of display thing.
Flip them over when you want.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. But I think, you know, maybe you should just fucking wear them. You know, because, I mean...
And it's also a very strange concept, too. It's like, you're not losing anything when you copy it for him or when he copies it. $0. Nothing.
No, but you feel
something. But you feel something, and I don't know what that is.
Because you like the band. You like the music.
You want to support them. That's what you're doing. Right?
Well, Matsumi Mishiro, or whatever the fuck his name is, the guy who...
Some
MS
Japanese
there,
name. Yeah.
Or Eminem there, whatever his name is. He's probably one of my favorite authors of all time. Yeah. I mean, he's easily my favorite comic book author or manga author ever.
There's things like that for me, too.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
I downloaded The Corporation. I saw it in the theater.
Right.
I watched it on television.
Right.
I downloaded it.
Right.
But when it came out in DVD, I bought it.
Right.
Why? Because it's a fucking awesome documentary.
It's probably the best documentary ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
And I want to support those guys. And I want them to make another documentary.
That's true.
If and everyone copies it, they won't make one because they won't have the cash to do it.
There's also the flip side of that. With a movie like Corporation, I'd be more keen to distribute it because there's a lot of info in there that needs to get out.
I'll distribute it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll buy it.
Yeah, yeah. So you do have to support the artist. Don't just, you know, and guys
and
like this,
what,
you know.
And that's what people want to do for us.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're doing. That's what they're saying when they don't want to copy it for you, the DVDs. Go support them.
Yeah.
They don't have to. You can copy them. But, you know.
Support the artist.
Supporting is cool.
Supporting is cool. And sometimes it's like money is weird. Money is a dirty thing.
Changes things.
Yeah, it's
like
funny.
You have something, then you throw money into it. Ooh, why is it different? Why? Why does it have to be different?
I don't know. Maybe it's because money is power. And when you start throwing power behind things, things get a little bit weird. Vote with your dollars.
The only time I understand money is when you can't do it without the money. You can't do the thing that you're doing because it would just disappear.
Do you think that a fan who spends money is a more hardcore fan than one who doesn't spend money? Because I would say a real
on a base level,
you know that whole I'm a real fan. You know, I would say that I'm a hardcore fan of Ghost in the Shell because I buy their shit. I don't just take it, borrow it. You know, because I
put your
I'm
money
willing
where
to
your
sacrifice
mouth
money.
Yeah.
You know, so I'd say that probably would. I would say that
you're willing to give up a bit of yourself for them.
Yeah. Now,
saying,
but that said, what if you got no money? What if you just broke?
Can you not be a fan if you have no money?
Yeah, exactly. So that it adds that thing. But realistically, I think that if you want to be, I don't know.
It's tough.
It's a tough one. That's a hard one. I can't really. I'm going to stay. I'm going to fence
stay out
on
of that
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to fence on that one. I think that, I'm not going to fence on that one. Fuck that. No, I think you should buy the shit. If you want to be a hardcore fan, you know, unless you're starving. And if you're starving, you ain't got a computer in the first place.
Exactly. But, what are you doing with the computer then?
Yeah, these guys are like, I can't afford anything. Do you smoke? Well, yeah. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, do you drink? Do you go to movies? You know, well, if you're going to go to movies and spend money on shit, maybe you should go to movies and spend money on stuff that you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Steal the shitty movies. And that's another reason why I'm thinking that stealing movies like the MPAA, if you didn't make poo, You know, like, they make poo. They're making... Most movies are poo. There's a lot of poo in the theater.
Yep.
It's poo, wall-to-wall poo. Like, bad movies. How many really good movies have there been since The Matrix? The first Matrix. How many really good movies have there been?
Equilibrium.
Yeah, but that wasn't even in the fucking theaters. That was straight
really,
video.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm talking in the theaters. How many really good movies? What was the last really good fucking movie you saw? The one that made you go, not the one that you wanted to be good.
Fight Club.
The one that you felt bad was a really good movie.
Fight Club.
Star Wars was good. No, it wasn't. Darth Maul could have fucking mauled Darth Vader, according to the way they shot it.
Star Wars were crap.
Fight Club.
Poo.
That was... Matrix was in theater before or after Fight Club? I think it was after.
Yes, don't know.
Yeah, it
Same
was.
Same year.
No.
Can't remember. 99. No.
Was it?
Both 99.
Was
I
it?
Believe. Yep.
I seem to be thinking that Matrix was released afterwards for some reason.
Mm.
Because
maybe.
Matrix was a huge movie for me. I like the first Matrix.
Yeah, maybe
was
Matrix was 2001, 2002, 2003.
Yeah.
I don't know. Semantics.
And now they got that new one coming out where he's all... another Matrix movie with Keanu Reeves.
What?
You know that one. No, it's not Matrix, but it's... Philip K. Dick novel, blah, blah, blah. Scanner. Through a Scanner Darkly. Which is from the biblical quote, through a mirror darkly, or through a glass darkly, or whatever it is. But anyway... another piece of feedback.
Lord of the Rings. Booyah. Done.
Oh, yeah. Lord of the Rings. Yeah, they were all solid. Yeah, they were all...
super solid.
They were solid, yeah.
Yeah,
I'd have to say
there you
that
go.
Lord of the Rings was hot.
Other
Narnia's
than that,
coming
probably
up.
Not.
I'm looking forward to that.
Which?
Narnia. The Chronicles of Narnia. That's
if
coming up.
If they do
up.
A good job.
Did you? Have you seen that? The ads
I've
for
read
it?
Some of those books, so I haven't seen the ads because...
I know nothing about Halo, but apparently Steve Jackson's getting all fucking jiggy with the Halo.
Peter Jackson.
Steve Jackson. He's the guy that did the role-playing games. That's a fun
Peter
a funny
Jackson is
guy.
Just... they made a big to-do about it. He's just the executive producer. Has no say. He's
oh.
the guy with the money. Nothing
oh.
to do with it.
Oh.
Everyone's got excited. Then I tell them and they go, oh, that's what an executive producer does. Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing at all. If he was a producer or the director, then it would be a fucking huge deal.
But it's not. So
it's
who's directing
not a big
it?
Deal. Don't remember. Nobody I know.
Gay. Saw a preview for Doom.
Gotta saw say, a look, poster for Doom.
I
looks
saw,
bad.
Looks bad. They actually have the camera behind the guy with the gun and he's running. So it's like, and I'm like, I don't know if that's going to translate. But I'll go see it. I'll go see it because I get to see movies for free.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm going to, you know, I don't know. Could be kind of bad.
Yeah.
But I like The Rock, though. I mean, I think he's probably one of the best, like, wrestler crossover guys. He's not a bad dude. Like, he does pretty good. He's entertaining to watch. You know, and the nice thing about wrestlers
is they're movies.
Really? You don't like them at all? It's pretty. I mean, well, they're good for action. I mean, because the guy, you know, they're in shape. I mean, wrestlers say what you like about them, but the fucking guys can move. You know,
yeah.
I mean, like Jackie Chan.
I like action with a brain. Usually.
I like action with a brain, but like
Matrix, like Lord of the Rings, those are action with a brain.
Who do you think would win between like the guy from On Back and The Rock?
On Back, he's a real
know.
Guy.
Well, so is The Rock.
Yeah,
he's
a
real
wrestler.
Guy too.
Yeah, he's got moves, but
this
guy's a kickboxer.
He's a kickboxer, but I think I don't think so. I don't think so. No question, On Back is a bad motherfucker, but The Rock...
kick your ass.
No, it won't. He's outweighed. He'd close with him and
he
crush
him.
He
is outweighed by quite a bit, yeah.
He would close, he'd tie him up, and he'd crush him.
If he could close, yeah.
If he could close. You don't think he'd close. Well, okay, we're talking...
I don't think he'd close.
It was UFC Lock Octagon. I don't know. Well,
Rock would take him in
an Octagon.
Yeah.
In a UFC, I think Rock would take
open
him.
Open air? I think Ong Bak has
mall,
the advantage.
Fighting in a mall... yeah, Ong Bak might have a bit of an advantage there, but I'd have to say
Jet
that...
Jet Li would kick both their asses.
No, I don't think Jet Li would get fucking owned by both.
Five-time Chinese wushu champion.
Form only. No contact.
Really?
He's form only. Jet Li is all form. Jet Li's a badass.
Yeah.
And Jet Li can move.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's all about the combat experience. I don't think Jet Li would take Ong Bak. I really don't. Fuck, it's hard though. I'm a big Jet Li fan. I've seen that son of a bitch fly. I mean, Jet Li can defy gravity at will, right? So it's like,
yeah, that's a tough
one. That's a tough one. That is a tough one.
And a silly argument.
If you drop, not really.
Yeah.
Not really. If you dropped anything on the floor at all,
it's Jet Li.
It's Jet Li.
Yeah,
fucking monkey fuck you. But I don't know. Because going with my own shit though, I'd have to say The Rock would probably take, because it's like, wham! Oh, we hit The Rock with a truck.
That's how hard you can get hit.
Yeah, he can take a beating. Like he can.
Wrestlers can take a beating.
Like these guys can.
That's what they do for a living.
Yeah,
they
take a big hit. Now, Jackie in his prime.
With weapons.
With or without. Well, actually, I think they
with
even,
stuff.
I think, well, because knowing what I know about Jackie, I think Jackie might take on back guy, because Jackie was, he was beaten. He was raised hard. Like, the guy was raised hard.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd say that Jackie would have a better chance against the on back guy.
Than, both in their primes?
Yeah. I mean, but it's hard to say, you know, because all of them are.
They got their specialties.
Yeah. I think we should do, like, a film. Because, you know, the funny thing is that the Rock guy would pass as, you know, he could pass as, like, Ty or something. He's got dark skin.
Yeah.
He's kind of got that universal sort of,
in the middle,
kind of could come from anywhere kind of thing going on. I'd love to see one of those Shaolin movies where you just take all these action stars, you know, and just drop them in
ultimate.
There.
Yeah,
and you yeah, just
they've
have
they've all
them.
Got their own personalities.
And there's no real big bad guy. You just have the army.
Yep.
You know, where you have the stormtroopers and these guys
like,
just
like
fucking
Jet Li's first movie, where it had all those Shaolin Temple. Where it had all those different guys.
That
was an awesome movie.
Yeah, that was a neat movie, and all
these
guys were
like eight different guys, and they all had their weapon.
Yeah, they were all grandmasters of their form in China and shit. Yep. And yeah, it's pretty hot stuff. Anyway, 20 minutes into the show, now on the second piece of advice. Dear Sean, you asked for some actual Satanism information on last Monday's show, and I used to know this guy in his early 60s who had a story that might be of relevance to you. Now, this is the great kind of oral traditions. This is awesome. This is a story.
There's this guy. He was an old guy.
This is a little bit long, so I'm going to rip through this.
Okay.
Okay, then we'll talk about it. Okay. His name was Jimmy, and he lived in Vegas during the height of the mob and in San Francisco during the height of the hippie/yippie movement. Need to say that Jimmy had some interesting stories to tell, and on occasion he told me how he used to frequent the orgies at the Church of Satan's church. I can assure you that this information is accurate to the best of my knowledge, and if you met Jimmy, you'd know that this would be something he'd be into at the time. So anyway, I was getting ready to drive him somewhere, and he was no longer able to drive. We were talking about the days in San Francisco. He mentioned that these great orgies took place at this one building. And during his story, he mentioned a guy named Anton. I asked if this was Anton LaVey, and he confirmed this it was. From what he said, the Church of Satan used to gather for orgies where they'd pick up a few young, gay, underage, runaways, boys. I didn't ask how underage. I suppose that should be thankful for this, knowing Jimmy. And proceeded to gang rape them. They'd strip them naked and pass them around the room, not much unlike the group of stoners would do a joint. I asked if there were any women present. They said, not really. Anton was more into the boys. Oh, he had the prettiest dick. It gives me shivers to this day, is what the guy said. It was mostly about sex back then, but this was San Francisco back then, so everything was about sex and drugs. I wasn't much into the Satanism thing. It seemed to me there was a great rise of people and add some spice to everything, but really, it was there for the sex. Oh, I miss those days. We'd have those boys over like they were nothing. Sadly, Jimmy died about a year ago from lung cancer, so I can't call him up and drag more info out of him for you. His close friend of mine scattered his ashes on a hill by Vegas where he was gang raped by three guys.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Evidently, it was a quote-unquote really good rape. I don't understand what that means, because the term good and rape do not go together.
No.
Yeah, Jimmy was an interesting fellow. Hope this info is of some use to you. Lord knows you've passed on info that has been good use to us. Thanks, and that is from Justin. So, thank you very much. Now, I don't think Justin was implying, because the way he orchestrated, Jimmy said it was a good rape. Justin is not into rape. So let's just make sure that Justin's a good guy. Mm-hmm. Jimmy is dead. So, be it right, be it wrong, fucker's dead. Now, when you look at this, right, and I, you know, gang rape is, the way this story was sold, gang rape, I think the way they're talking about it is a little bit different from gang rape the way I think of it. When I think of gang rape, I think of abducting someone
unwillingly
against their will and fucking them, you know, it's a total crime of violence, okay? Picking up a gay runaway who's just a messed up kid and everybody fucks him and he's sort of like all messed up, I suppose that's, it's totally unethical, completely immoral, but I would draw the line at where it's rape because if the kid screams no, you know what I mean? It's definitely not my thing and I'm not even into the whole anal sex thing, but, you know, I don't know if I'd call it rape. I'd definitely call it unethical. On a personal level, like even when I was single and stuff like that, I wouldn't make out with a drunk chick. You just don't do it because, you know, it's rape, really, to me. I mean, you drug them, they're drugged.
Yeah.
And fucking drugged women is rape, to me. I mean, that's a personal call. That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
So I would look at this, and you know that they were probably fucking stoned at the time. You know, everybody's
or
high.
Something.
Well,
yeah.
You're not going to a satanic orgy without doing drugs.
Here
we are, the satanic orgy. No, I don't do drugs. You know, not going to happen.
Yeah.
But when you look at this kind of thing, like, you got a satanic drug fest orgy going on. My response to that is, excuse me, I've left my M14 in the car. Okay, that's generally my response to that. Now, I think that if you're fucking people under a giant statue of a satanic god, that's pretty clear that you're a bad guy.
They're just having fun.
That's bad guys.
Well, they're bad guys.
They're bad guys. Knowing that they're bad guys.
Everyone's willing, all consenting.
Good. So I don't have to watch out for hostages then. You know, you could spray the whole fucking room, as far as I'm concerned, because that's fucked up. That is fucked up. That's wrong, bad. That's a bad guy thing. And sometimes it comes down to good guys and bad guys. You know, you have to make that call. Now, you clearly, I can tell by the look on your face, yes. are of the opinion that it's...
Live and let live. They're not harming anyone but themselves.
Okay, so Sim gets to wait in the car.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, I dropped my keys.
I'll be right back.
Buck, 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 buck. Yeah.
What's this blood on your shirt?
Yeah. No.
I fell down.
I fell down hard twice on somebody who was bleeding. Yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't know. You can chime in on that. Chime in on that. What do you think of the good guy, bad guy thing? Like, is there such thing as good guys and bad guys? You know, people can email at newsreel@ranradio.com. Sim?
Yes.
There's such a thing?
Causing harm to others unwillingly is bad guy.
That's it?
Yeah.
So.
Pretty cut and clear.
Satan worshiping orgies.
You can worship whoever you want. Don't kill anyone because you worship them.
Doing coke, satanic orgies.
Worship whatever god you'd like.
Right.
Fuck whoever you'd like. In right. any way you'd like. Right. With other... Whatever picture on the wall you want
yeah.
doesn't influence me.
Right.
As long as you don't hurt anyone, just take whatever drugs you want. As long as there's no harm to being done.
I don't know, man. I mean, that's a good idea.
So they can do whatever they want inside their little magic box. As long as it doesn't come outside of it.
Yeah, you think
yep.
so? I don't know. I think I'm going a little
I'm
going
to kill you because you have bad ideas.
Well, that's a little different.
Oh.
It's
it?
A little bit, yeah.
Are they exercising these ideas?
Well,
when they start killing people,
you said
it's time.
You said ideas. I'm going. If it stays inside your head,
well,
that's
it is.
Okay.
Are they killing anyone? Are they harming anyone?
Well, I
no.
would say
then it's staying
that
at,
could be debated.
Staying at
that
the,
could be a debate.
It's at the idea level. They're not doing anything. That's where I draw the line. Is when they start influencing people. It could be an argument for they're going to. Do things with their dangerous ideas. We've got to stop them before they do this, which treads on very dangerous territory.
Yeah,
thought
some,
crimes.
I don't know. An ounce of lead beats a pound of armor. Anyway, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just kind of...
Not trying to change your mind.
At some point...
We need people like you.
What's that?
That stop the bad guys before they start
okay,
doing the
now,
killing.
Now you're all trying to position me up with the board George Bush crowd. Okay, no. I'm not talking about some kid who's writing stories about zombies. I'm talking about people having satanic drug-infested orgies.
It's a slippery slope.
It's a slippery slope, yeah.
Yeah, you betcha.
Slippery slope. You never know where that can wind up. Yeah, you know, Sean, you know, your wife gets drugged, and she said it was okay that she can get fucked in the ass. You know, that's all right. She said yes.
She put the drugs in her
she
mouth.
She drank from the punch bowl. She
we told her
thought,
there was.
We she should have thought there was drugs spikes. In you know.
No, and, no. And we she, told her there was drugs in there.
So if they're drugged against their will, then it's rape.
Yeah, drugged
okay.
against
okay.
their will.
So if somebody goes,
that's against their will. Falls
okay,
back
hang on
against
hang
their
on,
will.
Hang on. So you got some Mennonite, all right, or some Hutterite or some Amish or something.
Yeah.
They try acid for the first time. And then the minute they drop acid, their judgment's impaired, and we make sure we pass them around like a $3 whore? No, man, that's fucking not on. Just because they happen to make a single bad error, at some point you got to have the moral high ground.
That,
go,
follows on, that follows on protecting the weak.
Yeah, it does fall on protecting the weak.
And you are all in favor of protecting the weak.
I do not encourage weakness. When she gets out of her drug-induced stupor, or
yes.
he, you know, the young Amish boy who wakes up on the floor with me standing over him with the M14 keeping the satanic lesions back, yeah. I'd be like, hello, stupid fuck.
This doesn't fall under very liberal standards, but I don't believe in protecting the weak to the extent that our society does now. We are degrading ourselves.
Good God. This is quite a polar shift.
No.
This is quite a polar shift, really.
Usually don't talk about it too much.
Aren't we doing role reversal here? I mean, for me to stand over, you know, the wounded dude on the ground saying, you know, this poor fucking kid here, I can see that there's...
All these poor people, they bring it on themselves, and we should really put them all on welfare
I'm not saying
and protect
that.
Them.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying about the welfare. I'm talking about people being raped. I'm talking about critical
all these guys, all these people on drugs. It's not their fault that they got on the drugs. somebody put that crack pipe in their mouth.
No. Okay, now granted, there is.
That's the angle I'm coming from.
That's
not,
the angle
not
you're
extreme,
coming from. All right. Well, I'm just
but
saying.
But there's people that can control themselves, and they do not do it.
I don't.
And I do not have pity on them.
I'll fucking burn the cultists. You stay in the car, I'll go burn the cultists.
Okay,
hey,
you
Sean!
Do that.
I'll be fucking, excuse me, I need some ammo. Anyone who wishes to donate ammo for
you
the
get
Sean shooting fucking cultists, you can get us at rantradio.com.
It's cheap.
Actually, I'm looking at, did I tell you I was looking at a rifle?
No.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, it's $400. It's a Norinco rifle. Can't buy them in the States because I would like to buy an American-made weapon.
Okay.
But unfortunately, America doesn't export their weapons because they're arming terrorists. So China's...
Especially Canada.
Oh, China's happy to arm me, which is nice.
No, they'll arm people who, you know, buy
the money.
Yeah, money.
Yeah, so it's good for China. But, like it or not, my choice, people are like, what rifle is Sean buying?
They're ready with their fingers. Ready on Google.
Yeah, I'm buying a Norinco M14 is what I'm buying.
Okay.
Which is the same rifle that they were shooting people with in Vietnam before they went to the really gay... it's a semi-auto. It's a battle rifle. But before they went to the really shitty AR-15s, which are 5.56, and 5.56 is poo!
It's for hunting rabbits.
No, I'm using it to blow away aliens, actually. Not illegal aliens. I'm talking about the ones from the flying saucers, not the ones from Mexico. I'm talking about, like, actual fucking aliens. Yeah. If no aliens... Not going to shoot them. And as for me, I'm finally going to come in. Don't go to war with a gun that doesn't start with four. Okay? As far as I'm concerned, if I'm buying a pistol, I'm probably going to get a 1911. A 45. Yeah, never go below 45. 9mm are shit. Anyway, carrying on. Hey, Sean, taking your advice, see?
Oh,
taking your
good.
Advice. Yep. I recently murdered an entire house full of Satanists. No, taking your advice, I recently began taking a B vitamin complex. I've been taking them for 4 days, and just now, I've been taking them for 4 days now, and after the second, I noticed I was remembering things easier.
Awesome.
And I'm able to think and operate faster, at a faster pace than I'm used to. Just thought you and all the wogs would like to know that the B vitamins are your friend. Yes, they are. This is why I throw them out to you. If I could buy the world B vitamins, I would. Highly suggest anyone that would go out and pick up a good vitamin B complex. Get the complex. Make sure that you do some research. Make sure it's all good. Don't get, like, poo, because there's lots of chalk vitamins that are just crap. Get good ones. Thanks, Sean. You were right on. You were right. B vitamins do the mind good. Thank you again with a resounding pang. Zine Twin.
Yeah. If your diet does not consist of enough vitamin intake.
Which chances are it doesn't. Because
probably doesn't. Because
critically low in vitamins.
Yeah. If you're really buying prepackaged stuff, it's poo. So,
it's very poo-y.
It makes sense.
So make sure that you load up on your vitamins. Sort yourself out. God, I love this. I don't have one. But I do have an opinion one. Been looking into the possibilities, dear Sean, been looking into the possibilities of buying elite properties, possibly elitist if I can find the time. What do you think? The process won't start until I'm making about $60,000 a year, which could potentially be within a year, so the guy's making good money.
Good.
And I'm always happy when I hear that wogs are making good bread. So any wogs that are making good bread, please let me know that there's a few of you out there doing all right, because it makes me feel better.
Yeah.
And then donate, you fucking stingy bastard.
That's right. Where's all that money going?
That's right. I'm giving you my hard-earned... Well, nah, I'm not doing shit. Anyway, boats are pretty much out of the question.
What?
If you can float... If you can float it, a commercial fishing company will spend a couple hundred grand more than you will. Ooh, yeah. Okay, so he doesn't like boats. Islands are neat, but somewhat dangerous.
How?
If you buy one, you're generally still within the protection or the laws of a country, so not so great.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There are very few islands outside of countries.
Right. Missile silos. You can get a missile silo for about the same as a decent island. What do you think? Now, here's my question. I would look to history. Branch Davidian compound. Okay.
Yep.
Access. It's a war of access. Now, if you're on an island and you can do whatever the fuck you want on that island, and it's bad, nobody reports you to the cops. Because there's no neighbors. You can do what you want.
Islands are cool.
We're having satanic orgies on the island.
And no one knows.
No one knows. Also, if there's plagues, things like that.
You're protected.
Zombies rise up, kill all the zombies on the island. They're not coming aboard unless they walk across the ocean floor, in which case the orca will take them.
They'll get eaten.
They'll get eaten by sturgeon. Yeah. So I am more of a fan of the island over the silo. An island has existed on its own for a very long time. Earthquake comes along, silo's fucked. Water table spring a leak, silo's fucked.
Get a high island.
Yeah. Well, no, in a silo, it's below the water table, usually, because silos go deep into the earth.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So you get a rupture.
I'm thinking of tsunamis and the islands. Kind of dangerous. Got to find the right positioning.
Well, or you could just build a, like, get a, if you build a strong enough bunker house. Like, if you build a concrete structure. Like, if I was going to move to an island, first of all, I'd do an island with a geodesic dome, and I'd do an island with a geodesic dome with reinforced concrete. because they're like when function over form. Geodesic domes are the shiznit. They're ugly.
Definitely.
They're ugly as fuck, and you're in super villain territory. But they're the shiznit. Okay, and you can't go wrong with geodesic domes.
Oh, right? Yeah. They're super strong and pretty cheap.
So, for the record, I chime in on the island front,
wind generators,
and stay away from the silos. That's just me.
And you can get internet access out there, too.
And you fucking well know that everybody knows where the silos are.
Oh, they're all mapped, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, and you got a boat to and from. If plagues hit... Right? Plague, disease, water tables get damaged. You've got your automatic filtration system because it's got a rain's got to fall on the island. That's where the water's coming from.
Right.
So it's a lot cleaner.
Yeah.
You know? If I was going to move to any island, if I could actually, I'd kind of like to move to Newfoundland. I don't know what their high-speed internet's like out there, but I like Newfoundland. Newfies, for some reason, I kind of got this weird kind of love for them. I don't know why. I know Sim does not share my love for the Newf.
No.
But I kind of enjoy them, you know. I think
they're good people.
They are good people.
They're good people.
And I think they'd side with me on the Satanism thing.
Crazy.
Of course they're crazy.
They're Newfies.
I'm half Newfie. You know, so that's probably a good thing of where it comes from. Bye.
Bye.
Not bye. Down by the bay bye. What?
The rock.
Into the news. Into the news.
The news.
The news. In Transformer news, now this is kind of a weird story, and it links to something you have to subscribe to, but I got three paragraphs before
I'm sure they can find it
on
another page, too.
Yeah. It seems inconvenable. It seems inconceivable that the entity that was established itself as one of the foremost aerospace pioneers of the last century should end up on the sidelines of the UAV and the UCAV revolution. Yet, in the face of it all, this is where Skunkworks is. Now, Skunkworks sounds like somebody who made Half-Life, doesn't it?
Skunkworks.
It's a cool fuck. See, that's a cool name.
That is.
Welcome aboard the USS Skunk. We are a trawler. You know, that's a good name. Skunkworks. Cruiser.
Nice break.
Better than Clipper.
Clipper.
Clipper. On the outside, looking in, for the past few years, just as the JUCAS, I love these military stories because it's all acronyms, has gathered momentum, ADB officials have let it known that Skunkworks has not been standing still. They're advancing the UAV-UCAV concepts from the drawing board at ADP. Many,
what the fuck are you talking about?
I know. It's cool three-letter acronym central. Many of which are under government consideration. A number of these have progressed further in the black world. There are persistent rumors that they have. However, it was only in June at the Paris Air Show that the Skunkworks ADP was able to provide hard details of a real live project.
Okay.
The morphing... Sorry, never
Give
mind.
Give me the rundown. I don't know what this is talking
Okay, never
about.
Mind. Okay. Skunkworks is private contractors. They're the Black Ops guys.
Okay.
We make cool weapons for James Bond.
Okay.
They're the Q division of America. Okay. And they're one of the Q guys, more or less.
Okay.
Okay, now, they've come up with an UAV, which is an unmanned aerial vehicle. You know those drones that fly along?
Oh, very cool. Yep.
Only this one here, they've made one that morphs, changes shape.
Super cool.
Yeah.
From what to what?
They don't say. A morphing UAV is a demonstrator for an unmanned aircraft, and its developed form can span intelligence gathering and attack missions by changing its shape in flight. To date, in the high-end sophisticated unmanned aircraft market, UAVs and UCAVs broadly fall into two camps, high and medium altitude, long endurance types for surveillance, and UCAVs for attack. So they have attack ones and they have surveillance ones. With its ability to morph from an extended wing loitering configuration to a squat agile dash high speed platform. So what it does is it's like the old F-15 Strike Eagles. This UAV can go right, engaging target, and go clack, go into fighter mode and dive. And yeah, it's pretty fucking hot.
How much? Where can I get one?
Well, apparently the whole thing's been binned. Thanks to what's going on. Yeah, it's talking about
always the cool stuff.
I know. Well,
Transformers.
Well, I know.
What the hell?
I know.
Like that's the birth of Transformers.
It is. That's pretty much where it's at. Yeah, well, it's the birth of transforming robots that kill people.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Here's a scary one.
Yep.
Here's a very scary one. Here is probably the scariest story of the day.
Oh.
In licensed breeding news.
From Psy. Eugenics is very scary.
Yes. Republican lawmakers are drafting new legislation that will make marriage a requirement for motherhood in the state of Indiana.
Mud hut.
Including specific criminal penalties for unmarried women who do become pregnant by means other than sexual intercourse.
This is ridiculous.
According to the draft of the recommended change in state law, every woman in Indiana seeking becoming a mother through assisted reproduction therapy, such as in vitro fertilization, sperm donation, and egg donation, must first file for a petition for parentage in their local country probate court. Only women who are married will be considered for the gestational certificate that must be presented to any doctor who facilitates the pregnancy. Further, This gestational certificate will only be given to married couples that successfully complete the same screening process currently required by law of adoptive parents.
As utopian of a world of responsible parents as this would like to make, it's kind of, that's bad.
Really? Do you think so?
Well, it enforces religious doctrine for
I noticed there's a lot of eugenics, you know, crazy kids running around in these trailer parks and stuff like that with no teeth. I've noticed that.
Yeah, raised on television.
Raised on television.
I don't know if this takes into account good parenting.
We're getting into eugenics territory.
Yes,
this is scary.
Yeah.
This is scary stuff.
Your application has been denied.
I think that if we were to look at this from a purely management perspective, we would see that in the pros and the cons, however, really big in the cons thing is, one, con number one, this is evil.
Yes,
con
evil
number one.
Con,
evil.
Yep. Okay.
The pros are there as well. There's a lot of pros to this.
Yeah.
But it's fucking evil.
Yep.
So check it out. It's not law yet, but it's on the books. It's in the pipe for Indiana. I don't think it'll pass. I don't think it'll pass.
I'd rather have maybe free education classes for parenting.
Yeah, but then they got to go. And half of these motherfuckers are so stupid, it's not even funny.
Free.
Yeah, but they won't go.
Well, that's their decision.
Yeah, and then what? What's the enforcement?
There's no enforcement.
Aha! And when there's no enforcement, then the law is useless.
Enforcement on breeding? Too scary. Can't get down with that at this point.
It's in the pipe. I definitely think it is in the pipe. It's either enforcement for breeding or population control. Which is it going to be?
Yeah. Both ends, bad.
Camps.
Yeah, the Chinese way they do it, kind of bad.
Kind of bad.
Yeah, we got to kill your secondborn because you're only allowed one.
Huge protest down in Vancouver over the weekend. The Falun Gong thing, you hear about this thing? I guess, here's the deal.
Is that the one on Granville all the time?
Yeah. Well, yeah. This one was right in front of the art gallery. They had people in torture racks and people locked in cages and blood all over them and shit. Yeah, it was really intense.
Very visual.
Yeah, very, 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 very visual. The whole Falun Gong thing is like, I guess the gig on that is, hi, we're China. We have a lot of people in the Communist Party. Hi, we're Falun Gong. We do Qigong. And we do Qigong, like, Kung Fu stuff.
Yep.
And more people follow Falun Gong than they do follow the Chinese government. So the Chinese government goes, well, we're just going to torture the fuck out of you. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Now, I don't understand why they're torturing them. This is weird to me.
Instill fear.
Why don't you just kill them? If you're...
they must have some
use for
them then.
If you're China, right, and you got no morals and you don't give a fuck, right,
yeah,
why not just kill them?
Yeah, good
kill
question.
Kill them, and they're gone.
Nobody would blink an eye.
Nobody would blink an
eye. Oh, it's just China. They do
They're
that.
Torturing the fuck out of everybody. Is it because they want to make a deterrent?
What's the difference, right?
Yeah,
it'd be,
so
it'd be more humane to kill them than to torture them.
So if anybody knows something about that, which I've had people email me about.
I've heard something bad about the Falun Gong, or whatever they call that. I can't remember what it was. Like, they're doing something bad.
Well, they're doing something bad. I don't think they should probably be torturing people in cages submerged in
not
shit.
So good.
But, you know, I'd like to find out. So if somebody's got the pros and the cons of Falun Gong, I'd like to hear about it. And I don't want any fucking screaming good stuff. Like, oh, they're the greatest shit ever. I'd like some balanced information, please. That'd be tight.
Both sides.
In privacy war news from Ravana. The battle against counterfeits and everything from DVDs or computer software to medicine, toys, and car parts is about to get serious. More than a dozen business executives, including Microsoft client Steve Ballmer, Vivaldi Universal Chairman John Renfortu, GlaxoSmith's European President Andrew Witty, have joined forces and are urging their peers in a worldwide to wage war on piracy. Notice that they're all old men.
We don't understand computers.
We don't know what the fuck is going on. Privacy remains a real problem for virtually every sector of the country in the world, insists Eric Nicolai, chairman of EMI Group and co-chairman of the cross-industry project named BASCAP, or Business Action to Stop Counterfeiting and Privacy. Nice name.
Stop Privacy?
Why don't you just name it Clipper? Which represents business that employ 1 million people that serve 1 billion customers in the past 5 years. Technology has changed so much that it's now possible to replicate perfectly pretty much any product anywhere in the world. This is a good thing. This is having a devastating effect on our business, the economy, and wider society. Yes, but it's helping these poor assholes who can't afford your products. And after all, it's about increasing the world value. You know what I mean? It's like,
not
dude,
to them.
Yeah. No, not to them. They're about the money. But none of these assholes look like they're really hurting. All of them are wearing $5,000 suits. At its most extreme, counterfeit goods can cost lives. It kills you. What if you played the video game? You're pulling.
Nice
off.
Card they're playing there.
No, yeah, there are some industries that haven't been much discussed yet. One is the pharmaceuticals, he says. Worryingly, he points out that some industry estimates that a tenth of all drugs are made by pirates. Arr. which are more than half of the drugs sold in the developing world, are counterfeits and thus not subject to quality and safety checks. Yes, because, of course, the people making the pirate drugs want the people to die because that way they get rid of their market.
No.
No, they don't. That doesn't.
It could be placebos.
That's why heroin keeps getting sold. There's no safety checks on the heroin. But they have to make good heroin, otherwise they lose their market because they die.
Yeah, they don't want their clients dying.
Nice try. Fuckwit. Car parts is another example where counterfeiting represents a danger to the consumer.
Car parts.
No, because if the car parts that are pirated are shit, people won't buy them. This is where the free market comes in. Sorry.
Yeah.
The toy or food industries are also hit by pirates. Arr! Who routinely ignore health and safety standards. Arr! Fuck you and your safety standards. Arr! That's ridiculous.
Come on aboard and sample our wares.
Come aboard and have some aspirar. In Suicide Bomber News. Now, this is interesting. Notice, now I titled this story Suicide Bomber News.
Yeah.
Okay. A University of Oklahoma student with emotional difficulties was identified Sunday as the person who apparently committed suicide near a packed football stadium using an explosive attached to his body.
Okay.
The remains were believed to be those of Joel Henry Heinrichs III, according to the Salvador Hernandez, a special agent in charge of the FBI in Oklahoma. University President David Barham has said the blast was an apparent suicide.
Okay.
We know he had what I would call emotional difficulties in the past, Barham said. There's certainly no evidence at this point which points to any of the kind of motivation other than his personal problems. Heinrichs, 21, was killed when the explosive device detonated Saturday evening near Oklahoma Memorial Stadium, where more than 84,000 people were watching a football game between the Oklahoma Schooners and Kansas State. So he's on his way to the stadium.
Where there's lots of people.
Where there's lots of people with a bomb strapped to them.
Yep.
The bomb went off. No spectators were injured. I don't suppose there's a reason why the bomb detonated early. Like, perhaps there's Black Ops transmitters that are sending out signals which detonate most devices that detonate, that are put into all stadiums by Department of Homeland Security, which they don't have to tell us about. Not so hard to go with.
Yep.
No spectators were injured. The game continued without interruption. No announcement was made until the final minute. Spectators were kept from leaving 30 minutes after the blast. Part of the student apartment complex where Heinrichs lived was evacuated after the explosion so they could search it. Borden said residents would not be allowed to return until authorities knew the area was safe and fully searched for other people.
Makes sense.
They're going through everything with a fine-tooth comb. But notice how he's a suicide fucking bomber.
Yes, he is. But he's white, I'm assuming.
He's whiter than white.
He can't be a suicide bomber, then.
Yeah. Of course, white people aren't
Don't
suicide bombers.
Don't say that word attached to it.
Interesting how they spun that there. Very interesting to follow.
Yeah, they danced around it.
Now, in more Mud Hut news, President George W. Bush told Palestinian ministers that God had told him to invade Afghanistan and Iraq and create a Palestinian state, a new BBC series revealed.
What?
In an elusive, in elusive piece, Israel and Arabs, name of the series, a three-part series on the BBC Two. So it's on the BBC, okay? Abu Mazen, Palestinian prime minister, and Nabil Shath, his foreign minister, described their first meeting with President Bush in 2003. Nabil Shath says, quote, President Bush said to all of us, I am driven with a mission from God. God would tell me, George, go and fight those terrorists in Afghanistan. And I did. Then God would tell me, George, go and end the tyranny in Iraq. And I did. And now I feel God's words coming to me. Go get the Palestinians their state and get the Israelis their security and get peace in the Middle East. And by God, I'm going to do it. End quote.
This does not separate him from these other mud hutters.
Abu Mazen was at the same meeting and recounts how President Bush told him, I have a moral and religious obligation, so I will get you a Palestinian state. End quote. Yeah. Norma Percy, the series producer with more than series producer of the 50 Years War, 1998, returns with the producers Mark Anderson and Dan Edge to tell the inside story of another seven-year crisis. Presidents and prime ministers, their generals and ministers, to tell what happened behind closed doors at peace talks that failed at the and the Intifada exploded, as peace talks failed and the Intifada exploded. Now, later, BBC published that the White House has dismissed it as absurd allegations made by BBC TV series that President Bush claimed that God told him to invade Iraq. He never made such comments, White House spokesman Scott McLean said.
So, of course, did he or didn't he?
He probably did, yeah. Because he has a history
a very
of
religious
saying
person.
Really stupid shit. And the White House is like, can we get rid of this fucking guy? You know, his PR people must be like, well, what do you want me to do here?
I wonder how the American public, in general, feels about a leader that takes orders from God.
Yeah. Yeah. People who hear voices, not so good. But not so good as
the
leader
bad,
of the world.
The bad thing is that 90% of the United States population believes in God.
So they believe in God. That doesn't mean that they're psycho mudhuts and want to kill for him.
No, but they may support their president because of that.
We'll see.
Which is a very, very
It's a powerful it's very scary. Card to play. I don't know if I buy it. I don't know, man. It's like saying 70% of all Muslims are psycho. I don't know. I think it's probably closer to 20%, but kind of weird. Hard to get good facts.
Yeah.
Fowler sent me something in censorship news. A Washington State woman was bounced off a Southwest Airlines flight to Reno for wearing a T-shirt with pictures of President George W. Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney and the F-word. The shirt was a play on words taken from the movie Meet the Fockers, which had the title of the movie with the last word changed to a curse word, according to KRNTV in Reno. So, but the woman gets on the plane with Meet the Fuckers with George Bush and Dick Cheney, and she's like, you can't fly on this plane with that T-shirt. Thanks. Can't fly. Bye-bye.
Yep.
That's blatant censorship. And in messaging news, now this is coming. This is in the mail for America. You just wait. Looking out over the cobblestone streets of Rome's Borgo Pio neighborhood, the Mazio Savani says he's closing his internet cafe because he doesn't want to be a cop anymore. After Italy passed a new anti-terrorism package in July, authorities order managers offering public communication services, like Mr. Savoy, to make passport photocopies of every customer seeking to use the internet, phone, or fax.
Nope. Wrong.
Brutal. But you're going to see that more in the United States as well. Yeah. It'll be like, if you want to use the internet, you've got to send us.
Got to register.
Got to register.
Get your photo and everything.
You.
And they're not censoring it so they can get away with a slip that in.
Yeah. It's.
But it is censorship.
Yeah. It's not so
Because
good.
Nobody will do it, and they shut down.
Yeah. Sad, sick, and weird.
Very sad.
In today's Daily Hack, we got two of them. Both of them are Space Combat. Ooh. We got Space Combat for Linux and Space Combat for Windows.
What does that mean?
Entering Space Combat for Linux is Enter Space Combat, a space simulator where you get all the laws and physics accurately applied to your vehicle. You design a vehicle and
Ooh.
Test it in space flight.
Sweet.
It's a space simulator. Very sweet.
You can make a spaceship.
Yes. And for Windows, that's for Linux only.
Yep.
For Windows, Orbiter is a free flight simulator that goes beyond the confines of Earth's atmosphere, launches a space shuttle from Kennedy Space Center to deploy a satellite, rendezvous with International Space Station, or take the futuristic Delta Glider for a tour through the solar system. The choice is yours. So we got a Windows and a Linux version of space exploration.
Nice.
For your viewing pleasure. Do you have anything else?
Did you cover the story about the denouncement of parts of the Bible that are not?
Yes, I covered
okay.
that last
Good,
week.
Because I didn't hear it.
Well,
I didn't listen to it.
Where the Vatican's like, yeah, some parts of the Bible are kind of, we
kinda
don't really.
Fudged
yeah,
and,
yeah,
yeah,
I went over that.
Good.
I went over that, yeah.
Good.
I covered that. And that's all I have for you today. But don't worry, we will be back. Well, I will be back tomorrow to make sure you get all the information you need to stay alive. This would be a free radio broadcast that can be brought to you by the generous donations of 71 people. They can be brought
Woo-hoo.
To them. I think I screwed up on those there. But 71
okay.
people donated. And 56 continuing subscribers from last month, plus 3 new subscribers. We love you. And 12 one-time
Loves.
Donations. If you would like to help keep this daily news broadcast on the air, please visit rantmedia.ca and click on the Donate tab. And thanks again to everyone and their assistance in gathering data. If you have access to sensitive information or any other pertinent stories, please email them to newsreel. That's newsreel at rantradio.com. If you like the music in the background, be sure to pick up the album Cryonica Tans. Volume 3. Very cool. Various artists. And I'm going to leave you now with a track by Marilyn Manson called Reflecting God from the Antichrist Superstar album.
Cool.
Very cool album. So until tomorrow, that's what Server said. End of line.
Your world is an ashtray. We burn and crawl like cigarettes.